Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur where we saw a slew of kashas on the sugya of one who's sheicheach or mishakeach, davar echad mitalmudo or mimishnaso. And now, b'siyata d'shmaya, we are going to move forward and we're going to see Amirtz Hashem neflos, mitaris Hashem yizbarach. And again, this is all based in the Torah of Moreinu v'Rabbeinu, Mo'oreinenu, v'shmo l'zichur tavis kol nefesh. הגויין הגודל רב דוד זצל, במסכת נדרים, בדף למד חטא עמוד א' כתוב, ורם ביוחד המתחיל, מושה לא מתור משקה, שנית לו במתן, originally, מושה בן הוא learn Torah and forget it until it was given to him as a matan, שנאמן, וייתן על מושה כחלוס הוא לדבר איתו, that it was given to Moshe, when he, mean the Luchos, when he finished speaking to him. The Malshah explains, right, in other words, that's the, Vayitin al Moshe was given as a gift. It was given as a gift. The Torah, the Gemara's darshaning, the Torah was given as a gift after Hashem concluded speaking with Moshe. It was forgotten, and then it was given as a gift. So the Maharsha there is Miskashia, doesn't understand. Why was he forgetting? Why did he keep forgetting everything? So it would appear that we can, Ayin Shem the Dibrei Maharsha, it would appear that we can explain that the inyan of remembering Torah and not forgetting it is not something natural. It depends on a person's intellectual capacity and capability and in his amount of review. Because Torah is Min HaShemayim, and that's the place of Torah. And the Metzius of Torah is Emes, which is Torah Shemayim, and not just Yediyah Ba'alma. Kishal Yediyah Shel Chochma Salam V'chadoyme, Yevshor Shetishar Eitzel Basel V'dam, Via Mishkan Hashem, El Chazerati L'Mekorah B'Shamayim. It can't stay by man. Rather, it's going to go back up to Shemayim. And therefore, Al Af Ma'alato Anorah Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, despite Moshe Rabbeinu's great Maila, his great Madrega, Lo Yamakum Sheyizkor Et HaTorah, Ela Sheim Netinat HaTorah Nitna HaTorah B'Matana. How do you remember something that's so hemeldik, that's so Shmeimi? Memela, it had to be given to him as a Matana. Ima Efsharut, Torah was given to Moshe Rabbeinu with the possibility that it's going to remain by those who learn it. And therefore, only because of this, it's shayich that we should be able to have Torah within us and there shouldn't be any shechicha. And this is a special matana that was added to the Nesinas HaTorah, that not only were we given Torah, but we were also given the capacity to remember the Torah, to stay with the Torah, even though it's something so heavenly, and in theory, it should just go right back up to Shemayim after we get it. We should lose it again because it's so heavenly. But yet, the gift was that it remains with us. If somebody isn't given the special matana, the Torah doesn't remain with him and it's forgotten from him. This would appear to be pshat. And what it says in the Medrash Tanchuma, in Parashat Bishalach, Shim Ratza Adam, L'shakeach et HaTorah, Mishakchim oto la'achar zman, betovato mishakchim oto shelo betovato, l'shkoach mitzvah achat, mishakchim oto mitzvot harbe. Meaning if a person wants to forget the Torah, then he's going to forget it. And if he wants to forget it, at some later point he'll forget. And if a person wants to forget b'tovaso, if he wants to forget it b'meretzono, then even shelo b'tovaso, even if he doesn't have kavani, if he doesn't have ratzon, he's going to forget it. If he wants to forget one mitzvah, then he's going to forget many mitzvahs. If a person wants a little bit, so then in the end, he's going to end up, it's going to end up being a lot worse than he imagined. And that's what it says in the pasuk, im shachokoyach tishkach, v'hu mishum, that's what it says. If you want to forget, boy, you're going to forget. So, because it's a special matana. If a person is boit b'matana, then he's not zakai, then he's not worthy of receiving this takana. As mitzad echad ruim kanal mi'agmara, shenetna Torah matana l'moshe, u'machamat ze hu she'ein, hu ma she'ein ba'shichicha. So we see that it was given as a matana to Moshe Rabbeinu, and because it was given as a matana to Moshe Rabbeinu, there's no forgetfulness. V'arei pshita, shekenu gam eitzel kol Yisrael, sh'arei lo nitna lehem Torah al-menat she'ilmedu v'yishkechua. V'im netinat ha-Torah li-Yisrael adei Moshe, yeshna netinat Torah im ha-matana she'kibel Moshe. So just like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was given as a gift. And that's why there's no shechicha. So it's pashut by the Jewish people also. We were given the Torah in order that we should learn it and remember it, not in order that we should learn it and forget it. And with the giving of the Torah to the Jewish people through Moshe, there is the giving of the Torah with this gift that Moshe Rabbeinu received, that we are going to be able to remember the Torah ever. On the other hand, it says in the Gemara in Eilvin, and Dafnin Hamad Aleph, Nidorim, Dafnin Hamad Aleph also, and what it says in Midbar Atana Tana Lachli and Chlil Bamos, Kevin Shose Adam and Atzmal Kemidbar Shumufka Lakal. In other words, when a person makes himself Mufka Lakal, that he teaches Torah to everybody, Nitna Lo B'matane. It's given to him as a matana. If a person you make yourself Mufka, then Torah is going to be given to you as a gift. V'hainu Le'nyan Zikaron HaTorah. And that, what does it mean the Torah is going to be given to you as a gift? Torah is going to be given to you as a gift with regard to remembering the Torah, like we see in the Sugya in Erevin, Enyan Ze Le'nyan SheTalmudo Mitkayem B'yado, that the Torah is going to be Miskayim B'yado, that the person is going to remember his Torah. Also it says, you make yourself like a bosim, Shekol B'sbas Mimbo, everybody takes your odor, your good odor, then the Talmud, meaning you teach people Torah, Miskayim Talmud B'yado. So the question is, Balavachi, anyway, the Torah was already given Matana L'chol Yisrael. So what's this special inyan, special matana that's dependent upon somebody who makes himself like a midbar? So it says in the Maharsha, in the Yom Yankiv, writes, Shalom itna matana el Moshe, and only somebody who makes himself like Moshe, that he teaches Torah l'kol Yisrael, then it's given to him as a gift. V'ze davar kanereh dachuk. V'chein tzich biur, ma'u inyan ha-miyuchad shel oisa atzmo hefker k'midbar dafka. Why dafka hefker k'midbar? That only then the Torah is going to be like a matana, like it's derived from the pasuk, that umi midbar matana, that if you make yourself like a midbar, then it's going to be given to you as a matana. What's a special inyan of making yourself like a midbar? As nira'a sheyesh shnei inyanim shonim legamrei v'yesh shtei matanot. Yesh shtei matanot v'shtei inyanim. Lama ki katub ha-gemara umi matana lachliel. As ha-gemara doresh ta-kavana l'inyan shekevan shenatno b'matana nachalo el. Once it was given to him as a matana, nachalo kel, Hashem bequeaths it to him. Umimatana nachaliyah. Once it's given to him as a gift, then Hashem bequeaths it to him. So adrasha bagmara. Ani lo mevin. Chreshin et nalo b'matana. What's it's a matana? What's this nachala? What's this nachalo kel? As kfi shamanu, sheyesh shnei inyanim shonim legamrei, b'shtei ha-matanot ha'elu, ve'einam klal inyam zel. Az ze lo kashur, ze shnei dvarim shonim. שמה שכתוב, אצל משה, ויתן אל משה, נאמר הדבר בלוחות ראשונות, שבזה אמרו בגמרא, בעירובין, שלומדים ממה שכתוב חרות הלוחות, so when it says, ויתן אל משה, it's talking about the first luchas. And it says in the Gemara, in Erevin 54a, that we learn from what it says, Charis HaLuchas, that if the Luchas hadn't been broken, then Torah would not have been forgotten from the Jewish people. And the Inyan is, apparently, what we see in the Sugi over there, that had the Luchas not been broken, no nation would have ruled over the Jewish people. And it says in Rashi and Tehillim, Perek Pebeis, Sukkim Vav and Zayin, that there be no Malach HaMavis, and he brings there from Sukkim, and he marat Elohim Atem, Uvenei Al Yom Kulchem, Umishum, because what would have happened was, is had they not been broken, we would have been completely broken. He would have been kibnei elyon, would have been like angels, and then there'd be no shlita shel baser v'dam v'shel malach hamavis. V'nira sheze chal behem al yedei nitinat haTorah lahem b'matana. This is chal on them because the Torah was given to them as a matana. D'hainu kanal shelo yishkichu kevan shenasu hem. They're not going to forget. It was given as a matana because they became mamish like a mishkan haraoi leTorah min haShemaim. Umimelein kol siba. There's no reason that the Torah should go away from them and they should forget it. And the Mahalach is that in this matana they became like Bnei Elyon, that are shayach to Shemayim and not to the Aretz. And through this, they became like Torah min haShemayim. In other words, Torah min haShemayim became in their place. And Torah became davuk dveikus b'hem. V'lachen, ein siba, there's no reason that the Torah should be forgotten. And that's all when we talk about the luchos. That's when we talk about the first luchos. But the second luchos, that the Jewish people were already blemished, The Jewish people were already blemished by the second luchos, by the Chet HaEgel, so it's not shaykh that they should have this matana, that they are roy befall, to be a mishkan to the Torah, and therefore they're not going to forget the Torah. They're not already called bnei elyon. They're not called the sons of the divine. They're not like angels anymore. And therefore, it's a different geder of matana. And that is that even though, omnam einam ruyim lazeh, but since they get a special matana from Hashem, they have the Torah, even though mitzad atzman, they are not roy lazeh klal. And this matana doesn't make the Torah one with them, like it was with the first luchos, and like it will be the asid lavo. Ela, she'afal pi, she'torat shemayim hi, even though it's Torah Shemayim, and there is no possibility that they can be, it could be one with the Mekablim, and therefore the Torah should theoretically fly away from them, and through that they are going to forget the Torah. Nevertheless, we have here a vayitain v'yachzul v'yitain, she'afal pichain, they're still going to have the Torah, because of the nesin of every moment of Hashem, even though it's not one with them. And this we see in the Gemara in Megillah, and when it says, yagati v'loy matzasi al tamin, somebody says, I toiled and I didn't find. Don't believe him, and that's only l'chdudei. That's only when it comes to sharpness. But l'ukme girsa, that when it comes to remembering the Torah, like Rashi there explains, that is not dependent on your toil, but rather, that is all siyata d'shmaya. As a mevu'al, that even after the Yegiyah, it should be forgotten, and you need special siyata d'shmaya, that it shouldn't be forgotten. And if one doesn't have the special schus, then the Torah is going to be forgotten, and that's because now there's no place, b'derech ha-teva, that the Torah, you should have Torah, and it shouldn't be forgotten. So first we have the Torah of the first luchas, that's going to come one with us, and then the Torah of the second luchas, where the Torah is given as a gift every moment from Hashem, yitain v'yachzor v'yitain. And that's the siyata d'shmaya the Gemara is talking about in Maseches Megillah and Davav Amid Beis. And tzal lefi zeh, she'amatana she'yeshna b'Torah she'luchot shniyot, the matana that we have in the Torah of the second luchas, is not the matana that the Torah was given to Moshe, which is a matana on a situation where mimeila yesh makom she'tikba ha'Torah etzlan. The matana of the, when they have in the Torah and the Luchos Shnius is not that when the Moshe Rabbeinu was matana, when he was given, and therefore it must be a different matana, and there you always need siyata d'shmaya at every moment in order that the Torah should remain with them. And that's what the Ketara, the matana that the Torah, the Gemara is talking about when it says only midbar matana, midbar matana b'klapei zeh ne'amar b'pasuk b'guf matana zu, that the Torah is not given as a matana unless you make yourself hefker kamidbar. And what was said here was, sheyeshna lematana v'siyata d'shmaya miyuchedet, how do you get this matana? How do you get this special siyata d'shmaya? Only through the fact that a person feels and knows that he cannot mitzad atzmo be a mishkan for the Torah, and that it's through this it's going to be his Torah. But rather he needs special siyata d'shmaya and a special gift for this. And as is expressed by the fact that his Torah is hefker, like a midbar, and he doesn't guard it for himself, because he knows that it's not his own Torah. Because mitzido, en klal makom shetia bo Torah. Mitzido, there's no room that he should have any Torah. Aval mi she'eino oseh atzmo kehefker, somebody who doesn't make himself like hefker, sheba davar mechamat shemachziku, shehatorah dileihu, ve'eino beina bo misiyata d'shmaya miyuchedet, הבא מצד עצם מציאות התורה, ולא מצידו, הרי העמיד עצמו במצב שלא מצד סייעתא דשמיא בעלו התורה, ואין הוא זקוק לסייעתא דשמיא. That somebody who doesn't make himself like Hefker, that it comes because he holds that the Torah is his, and he doesn't have סייעתא דשמיא, that comes מצד עצם מציאות התורה, not from him. So he's establishing himself in a matzav, in a situation that it's not mitzad siyata d'shmaya, and he doesn't need siyata d'shmaya, so then he loses the matana, and remeli is meshakech as taraso. And that's the drash in the Gemara, u'matana machlil, that since it's given to him as a matana, nachalo keil. And Rashi says that the Torah becomes to him like ein nachala. In other words, even though the emes is, she'ein zu kenachala she'echet lo, ela kanal, eino ela mintina b'chol rega, it's not a nachala that's his, but rather, it's an asina that's given to him at every moment, but mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship to him is ki'ilu, ki'ilu ha-Torah hi nachalato vishalohu. It's as if the Torah is his nachala, and it's his once he makes himself like a midbar, and it's given to him as a matana. Only midbar matana matana nachalil nachalo kel. And God's going to give it to him every minute. Anu, it's going to be a special gift from God, because it's not really his, because we're holding by the second luchos, not by the first luchos. And for this reason, we paskin in Kiddushin 32b that a rav who's mochel on his kavod is mochel. Why? Because Torah so delay, it's his Torah. And here an additional thing is being said, that the hanhaga imohu, he, kimi, shehu ha-balabayit aleh, it's like it's his, he's the balabas over the Torah, even though it's not so lefi amis, it's God's Torah, and it's not one with him. So he's really not the balabas. But that's a davar miyuchad that's not included in the original matana that we have by a midbar matana. That since God gave it to him, bequeaths it to him, then he goes up the gedula. That's bamos. He goes up to a high place. Since it's given to him as a special gift, it's like it's his Torah, so then all the gedula, that he has the gedula of somebody whose Torah is his. He has that greatness. And there's no better greatness than that. That's all klape the anhaga with him. That's the way he's treated. But the yisoida davar, fundamentally speaking, it's all a matana b'chol rega v'rega. It's all a matana at every moment through the special siyata d'shmaya, as we explain. So according to this, it would appear that since we explain that the zikaron Torah is a special inyan miyuchot bifnei atzmoi, that the remembering the Torah is a special inyan bifnei atzmo, it's a matana miyuchedes, it's a special gift. Remembering the Torah is a special gift, and you need help from Shemayim. Umishum shelachar cheta egel, I afshar sheye adam mitzad atzmo roi liot mishkan la Torah. Because after Cheta Egel, it's impossible for man independently to be a Mishkan, to be a dwelling place for the Torah. There's no room for the Siyata Dishmaya unless he has a certain measure of being fitting for this. And on this he has Siyata Dishmaya, that this will be enough, this Midah of Re'uyut, of being fitting, of being worthy, is sufficient. Even though mitzad atzmoi ein ze maspik, even though mitzad atzmo it's not enough, but it doesn't matter. He has a certain midah of ru'uyut, of being fitting, so then Hashem's going to give him the Torah siyata d'shmaya. But somebody who's not fitting, so he's not going to have the special siyata d'shmaya, that he should be a mishkan b'torah, if he's not right at all. And that's what it says in Moram Sechah Shabbos, and daf lamed aleph. Amar aleph, the gabei limud sheish sastarim, the afilu hachi yiras shamayim yatzaru ini lo la, Rashi says, the Gemara says, that if a person has Yiras Shamayim, then yes, and if not, and the Gemara brings a mashal there of somebody who says to his shliach to bring a core and amount of chitim to the attic, and he brings it up. He says, "Did you mix in some chomtin? What's chomtin?" Rashi says that's some salty earth that it preserves the wheat from becoming wormy. So he said, "No, I didn't bring it up." He says, "Better not have brought it up." Rashi says, "Hu ikar chashiv beinav laatzor laatzor v'lasa skula lezikaron." In other words, it's not enough just to learn the Sheshes Hasdarim in order that the Torah will be with you, in order that it should remain with you, and the Torah should be muhsak, ka'oitzer ha-machzik es ha-nimtzabo, in order that it should be like a storehouse that holds on to the Torah. You want to hold on to your Torah? So that the Gemara says, you need the Kav Chomtin. What's the Kav Chomtin? That's the Yiras Shamayim, Yiras Hashem Yotzaro. If you want it to be an oitzer, you want it to stay with you, you need Yiras Shamayim. And then the Torah is going to stay with you. But without Yiras Hashem, then it's not going to be an oitzer, and it's not going to stay with you. Umemela ein zikaron, there's going to be no memory if one doesn't have the Yiras Shamayim. There's going to be no memory for the Torah that he had learned. Ve'advarim neflaim b'yoyser. As yotzei lanu b'intayim, sheyesh inyan shel luchas rishonis, that the Torah was supposed to become one with us, and that was what was given to Moshe Rabbeinu. And then already by the luchas shnius, we lost that madrege, And the Mela, we were on a lower Madrega where we need special Siyata Dishmai in order to remember our Torah. And as we saw from the Gemara and Maseches Shabbos, we also need, in addition to the Siyata Dishmaya, we also need Yiras Shemayim to make it an Otzer for the Torah, that it's a school of Lezikonu. Ikar Chashiv Bein of Rashi says, let's overlast a school of Zikonu, a special Ikar, to hold on to it and make it a school of Zikaron. As binyan zikaron v'ashichacha shel devrei Torah, yesh al zeh b'gemara u'medrashim harbe. The Gemara and the Midrashim talk a lot about things that bring to shichacha and things that bring to zikaron. U'lefi dvareinu nira sheshnei sugim yesh b'davar. Yesh sug echad b'dvarim ha-tivim ha-mevim lidei zikaron v'shichacha. One sug are the natural things that bring to memory and forgetfulness, that you should do them in order to remember, and you shouldn't do them in order not to forget. Those things that bring to memory do, those things that bring to forgetfulness don't, because even though we explain, even after those dvarim tivim, you still need the matana of Torah, but it's pasha, you're not going to get this matana, unless you do the dvarim tivim. And then you're going to get the matana, but if you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing, then you're not going to get the matana, so you also have to go with nature. Can't fight against nature, we go with nature. And there's another sug, klapei dvorim hanitzrochim kedei lekablos ha-matana sheyesh b'Torah. Umitzad sheni sheoseh zvar mevat le-matana zu, kana legabei yira shemayim, lezikaron, matana lotu velo mitzad tivon shel dvorim. V'cheinu ba'od kama v'kama dvorim. And there are other things that are supernatural that one needs to do in order to get the matana. And if not, one doesn't get the matana. And one example would be Yiras Shamayim. So that's what we're going to see, Amir Tzashem. We're going to see the two sugim. There's one sug of natural things one has to do in order to remember, and another sug of things that are not necessarily natural that one has to do to remember, but you still have to do them to remember. So that's the Yisod HaDvarim. Bezrat Hashem, ba-shiur haba, אנחנו ניכנס לזה ונראה את הסוגים, ואז אם הקדוש ברוך הוא יאיר את פניו אלינו, אז אנחנו ניגש לבאר את הסוגיה התמועה לכאורה במסכת מנחות, יחד עם המשנה באבות, והפסק, האשמתה של הרמב״ם, והדברים יבוארו בעזרת השם, בשמחה ובטוב לבב, אנחנו נזכה לראות נפלאות רבות מתורת השם, ואנה, יישארו עמנו, Thank you so much for listening. And Amir Tashem, we will go back to you next time. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.